Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here, and I want to thank you for joining us today on the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today is part two of a great two-part interview with Kim Ledgerwood, founder of Crazy Water Girls, which tells the health benefits of drinking hydrogen-rich water. Now, what is that? How does it help you? Well, those are all good questions, praise God. And as we jump back into today's portion of the interview, I want to encourage you, if you missed any of the prior episode with Kim, you need to go back and catch up. All of the information Kim shared with us yesterday is setting the stage for what she's going to be talking about today. And I do not have time available today to replay what we talked about in part one. Amen? So go back and catch up with us. Now, we're going to jump back into the interview with me sharing a short personal story about side effects and withdrawal symptoms that I experienced with pain medications. I then ask Kim about the side effects that her clients experience when they detox from all the things that they've been drinking and putting into their bodies their entire life as they start to purify their bodies with hydrogen-rich water. Let's go back into part two of this interview now with Kim Ledgerwood.
Yeah, you mentioned a few minutes ago about the side effects of you know medicine and things like that. And I've said this on my podcast before, so it's nothing my listeners aren't familiar with. But you know, because of my injury that we talked about before the recording, it was 2 years ago. October will be 2 years, and I had ballooned up to about 280 pounds. I was on four different pain medications, three of which were the maximum allowed dosage by the FDA. If they'd have given me 5 milligrams more, it'd be considered experimental. And they told me, don't take these at one time, take them one every 6 hours. So, and as soon as I take it, 20 minutes later, I'm drowsy and sitting in the chair nodding off. And I lived like that for about 3.5 years until October 18th, 2 years ago. And I just decided, you know what? I'm done with this. And I quit cold turkey, all four simultaneously. I didn't just, that's it. I'm done. And it was, I mean, you talk about a heroin addict on withdrawals. I did not sleep for 3 days. Every night I'd lay down, we'd have to wash the sheets and blankets next morning because I was just sweating through them. I mean, it was terrible. Yeah. And I went to the doctor. I had it, they tell you don't stop this medicine until you see your doctor type thing, right? Well, you know, I never was one for following directions too well anyway. But I knew I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for the following, I think it was Wednesday. So it was 4 or 5 days later. And I must have been a sight because normally he's a really jovial type of guy, you know, and smiles and, hey, how you doing type thing. He walked in and said, what the hell happened to you? I must have really looked ragged. And I told him I quit taking that medicine. He goes, what medicine? I said, all of it. You can't do that. You know, but I wasn't going to go back out by that point. And I have not had one since. But you talk about, you know, the side effects of stopping that medicine that your body is used to, you know. Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely horrendous. And I, you know, I had knee replacement surgery last year, and I told the guy, I said, I do not want your pain medicine. I will just take Tylenol. That's it. He goes, well, you know, you can't do this. It's going to be, I said, I don't care. I'm not taking that stuff again. I am not taking it in my body, and I refuse to do it. And it was rough. The first week was rough, but I refused to take that stuff.
Good for you.
But, you know, what type of side effects do your customers usually experience as they go through this type of detox effect? I know it probably won't be as drastic as what I just explained, but you hinted around it a little bit, you know, with your friend that had the headaches and all that. But what's the typical side effects that people would experience going through the detox
effect? You're right. There's a detox, right? It's like doing a cleanse, you know, how people do these $300 cleanses, except it's free with the water. So what happens is, it can get headaches, right? And this will all subside. This will all subside, okay, within a few days. And it also, some people don't experience it because it depends on how acidic their body is or how bad off or how unhealthy they are, right? The more, the bigger the detox, that should be an indicator to that person that they weren't as healthy as maybe they thought they were, right? So headaches, the poos.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Diarrhea, for lack of, yeah. That could happen because it's pushing everything out of you. It's a huge gut cleaner, which your gut is paramount in your body, right? You need to have that clean because otherwise there's a backup and everything gets screwed up. So you might poo more. There'll be definitely pee, more urinating, because urinating is getting rid of the toxins. So what happens is when you're drinking the water has those antioxidants that I talked about, which are finding the free radicals in your body. And if you don't know what free radicals are, they're unstable free radicals that are missing a negative electron. So they're going around your body trying to find negative electrons, okay? Which usually they can't find. So that is what antioxidants are, negative electrons. So unless you're eating your antioxidants, and I would argue with anybody exactly how many antioxidants your food really does have in it before, you know, like when it reaches your table, like blueberries, they have the most antioxidants when you pull them, you know, apart from where they've grown. And then by the time they get to where they're supposed to be, how alive is that? How alive are they really? How many antioxidants? But so when you're drinking this water, the water is hitting those free radicals and neutralizing them. And when they neutralize them, it turns them to water. So then you pee them out. So people experience a lot of peeing when they first drink the water. And I go, this is good. It will subside. Again, it will subside. It's just, this is good. You're cleansing yourself. So urinating is good. And then even, so it's so funny, all the things I've learned and people don't know. So when you look at your urine, if your urine is not clear, you're dehydrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yep. And people don't know that. And also don't know that the more they pee, it's a good thing. It's because it's flushing, that's all waste and stuff. Same when you go to the washroom too. But so those I'd say were the biggest three things. Nothing major. Some people might get a bit of a tummy ache, but nothing where you're like doubled over and you're like, I can't take this. It's minor things, but that you notice that are a little bit uncomfortable. And if you push through it and know that it's for the good, you know, and nothing, that's just when you first start the water, right? We want you to flush yourself out, and you can drink, you can eat whatever you want to eat. You don't have to change your eating habits. It will do its job on its own. Like you just need to start drinking the water and feel it and see it. And what else? It's certified. Like every 2 years they have to recertify as well as a medical device. And they go through 11 point checks or 21 different checks before they leave the warehouse. And it's just, it's really incredible. And I can't make any medical claims about the machine because obviously there's a liability issue, but I can tell you that there's a reason why people refer this machine and keep it. And they have their own testimonials about numerous conditions that they no longer have, and they're not taking any meds. And we have people that are pharmaceutical reps on our team that sell pharmaceuticals for a living that are like in awe now, because this is what they did for, and that are now not wanting to do that anymore for a living, because morally and ethically doesn't feel right, does it?
Right.
It doesn't. Yeah. That you're pushing pills and you're supporting the pharmaceutical land of lies. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, like doctors don't support this water because they know if people knew, they would have a holistic, that's why holistic doctors are suppressed on the internet, because if who owns Facebook, who owns all these things,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It's big pharma. And if people knew that they can heal themselves naturally, then they wouldn't be going to their doctor for every second, you know, thing and pills and all of this stuff. You just need good supplements, that are absorbing. Okay, that's another thing. Don't cheap out and go somewhere and get cheap supplements, because it's the absorption. Same with the water. It doesn't matter how much or what you're eating or in nutrients wise, it's what you absorb. Because you'll just pee it right back out. And we all know that, because if you do take pills and then you go pee and it's really, really yellow, it's because you're just peeing it out. It's not being absorbed into your body. Yep. That should be indicator one. So you need to get some really, really good supplements, especially now in COVID, for golly sakes, right?
Yeah. Like, amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Now, you use the 21-day water challenge in your business model, and you explain how your business partner experienced it for herself. Is this only something that you offer to your local clients, or how does that work?
No, not at all. So it's a global business. I want to meet people in Russia. I want to meet, like, I've sold some machines in Florida, right? I'm in Canada. Oh. I've sold machines in BC. So it's, and wherever I get to sell a machine, we become business partners. And that means you can come here and I can go there, except we're on lockdown right now. But when everything opens up, we can visit each other. So it's worldwide. I don't expect anybody to order a machine online, but they can off of our website, which is the www.crazywatergirls.com. But, or I can order it for you after you've made the decision. But if they want to try the water and you're too far out from me, like if you're where you are, for instance, then we have people all over the world that have Kangen machines, and we're a big family and everybody wants to help each other. So I would reach out and see if there's any Kangen users around where you lived, and then who are willing to do a water share, we call it. Mm-hmm. And then they would get back to me, and then I would arrange it and let you two talk. And then that's how it would happen. So same as somebody who was where you were, who maybe had somebody reach out to them from where I live, I would get the notification, and then I would go, okay, I'll help you out. And then I would do the water share for them, for you.
Amen.
So, because our goal is, it's a business, right? You want the sales, because that's how, you know, we make a living and stuff. But ultimately, honestly, we all are good-hearted people that really just want to help people. So the goal is to reach out to as many people as we can and introduce them to the water. And whoever they end up buying with will be that person that they connected with the most, right? Amen. And if they did want to sell them, well, you're going to pick somebody that you want to do business with, right? Because if you want to do the business, I'm going to be your mentor. I'm going to be the one who's teaching you the ropes. And you don't have to be beside me to do that. We can be in different provinces, different countries to do that. You know, because now there's Zoom, there's everything.
Yep. Amen. How has Crazy Water Girls helped you to grow personally and spiritually?
Well, I believe it was God directing me to do this. So spiritually, I feel like I'm doing his work.
Amen.
And because it just feels right. Like it was scary, because I was like, oh man, maybe I should go get another Monday to Friday job where you have a salary. Like, I had a salary for 30 years. I've never had to hustle my butt for money. Yeah. Right. It's been, I mean, I worked hard, but not, you know, this is different now. You know, if I don't work, I don't produce, I don't get a pay. Yep. So I relied heavily, since my incident happened, on God. I totally relied on him. When I made the decision that I needed help and I asked him for help before I got help for my addictions. I kind of put everything, I kind of went, here you go. You're responsible for me now. I'm not going to make any decisions. I'm just going to sort of be here and I'm going to run things by you, but you're going to be the big guy, because the decisions I've been making have not fared me very well. And I've just sort of been doing that. And I swear to God, this is where he wants me to be, because he's telling me, don't worry about it, Kim. I'll keep you okay money wise. I mean, I'm never going to be, you know, a millionaire or anything. And that's never my intent. I would like to have enough money that I could actually do better things and help people. And that's the honest to God truth, right? We're now involved with, waterfirst.ngo, which is a nonprofit organization that raises money to bring clean water to Aboriginal people and Indigenous. And I I wanted to be a part of that. So now with every water sale, every water machine sale, we're making a donation to them. So these are, this is the beginning of stuff that I want to do, right? It's not, it doesn't make any sense having money and not being able to share it with people. Like, that's not what God has in store for me. He, you know, otherwise he would have given me a different life. This is what he's done. I've always had a roof over my head. I've always had food. You know, things have been rough. I'm not going to lie. I've had really rough times being a single mom.
Oh yeah.
But you know what? It makes you stronger. And he's always provided. And now he's in the driver's seat. And this is where, if he wants me to be doing something different, he will introduce it to me. And then I will pursue it or I won't. And I'll know by how he makes me feel as to whether that's what I need to pursue. So he's here with me every step of the way. And this is what he wants me to do right now. And this is what I'm going to do. And nothing comes easy, right? Like, it's not.
That's right. Yeah.
Everything takes hard work, effort. And there'll be days when you don't feel like it. And that's okay. That's life. I had that with policing. I don't know about you. Yeah. There were lots of days I woke up and went, I don't want to go to work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're just, you're drained. I used to call them Kim days, you know, but they really were my mental health days. But I didn't realize that they were mental health days until now that I'm out of it. I look back and go,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I was never sick. Like, I never had a cold or a flu. When I used to call in sick, it was because my brain was just done. Like, I had overload, and it wasn't home stuff. It was work stuff. Yeah. There's only so much
that extra day or two and
yeah. To defruit. Yeah. There's only so much a human being can take. We put on that uniform, but we were never Teflon. You know, we were, as I call it now, cracked armor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you are also a contributing author to the Empowering Women to Succeed, a book series by Randy Goodman. How did you get involved with that project?
Oh my God. The Lord again, I'm telling you, since it was like I hit bottom and I asked him for help and he brought me back up from the depths of, from the depths of trouble. So one of the wonderful other things that's happened to me was being offered, you could tell I'm a talker. So I'm telling my story to a friend who was helping me with my finances, the financial doctor, Annie, who is wonderful. And she said, wow, you have quite a story. You should share that with people. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, right? Thought about writing a book, but everybody probably thinks about writing a book, but how do you even write a book? You know, like that's just way too much going on, right? Way too much. And she said, well, I'm a publisher of a book, of a woman's book that supports women. I'm like, what? Like, how does this happen? And she goes, you wouldn't need to do anything but just write, and we take care of everything else. I'm like, what? I'm like, I can do that. So I did it. And as a matter of fact, because I had so much to say, I got two chapters in the book instead of one.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So the book comes out. So I wrote it. Thankfully it's done. Cause that's pressure too, right? Especially because you have a lot of other stuff going on and you need to concentrate. You need your thoughts about you. So I've written it and it comes out in June and it's called Empowering Women to Succeed. And this particular book is called Legacy. They've done six or five other ones. They're on Amazon. And yes, the publisher is Randy Goodman. If you run her name under Amazon, because of course I had to do that right away because I was like, I can't believe this is happening to me. And you'll see all the other books. And my friend Annie, who's now helping her with the publishing, she is actually one of the authors in the book. The book that came out before mine. So it's women co-authoring their stories. And they're empowering stories. And now and then they'll have a man. They'll have a man in the books putting his two cents in. And they've all been bestsellers. So I'm very excited about that. And then they have another one coming out in December that I've been asked to be a part of where they're featuring only 20 women. And that's going to be their first hardcover coffee table book. So of course I said yes to that one because that really, I mean, talk about leaving a legacy. right? Yeah. For my daughters, and they better give me grandchildren, and they better pass that book down, and everybody better keep it on their coffee table. I don't care if it's the year 2080 and there's no coffee tables anymore. They better just float it around on whatever new technology they have, you know, and reading better still be a thing. So, but you know what, like that's just so amazing, right? Like that was on my vision board, books. No, I never thought I was going to write the books, but people have an interest in what I have to say. I always said who would have known that drunks and fools would have made me, you know, being a drunken fool would have made me so famous, but.
Amen. So, do you have plans to write your own book yet?
No, you know what? I don't think so. I mean, I've been approached on that too, because there's still lots and lots to say, because I have had, that's just in the last 2 years, I've had so many things happened to me that's been quite amazing, from, you know, hitting rock bottom to where I am right now. And I mean, COVID in between there, I'm so happy that I kept my sobriety during COVID, because I mean, it's quite amazing, right? But I mean, it has not been easy, but what I did do was eat. So I think I need to go to Eaters Anonymous or something instead, but the way I figure it, it's better than the drinking, you know, like everybody had to have done some bad habit, I think, over all this to keep us happy, you know, and food. What else do you got? Yeah. You got the best water already. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. And can you give us some information on the topic in your legacy book?
I talk about a few traumatic incidents in my childhood. That kind of was just like the lead up to let you understand why I went into policing. Mm-hmm. And then I go into policing and I go directly into the day of the incident of the Danforth shootings. I go right into that day. And then I think I go into, again, fast forwarding to go into like my first day of rehab. Mm-hmm. And what that was like, and that experience, and coming out. So there was a lot of details that you just can't fit in. Otherwise, I would be the whole book plus more. Right. So who knows what's going to happen in the future? But right now, I'm just trying to concentrate on keeping this business going, because I mean, COVID has, as I'm sure everybody, I'm not whining or crying or anything. I'm blessed. But COVID has definitely put a monkey wrench into sales, I'm sure, for everybody. So right now, instead of writing, you know, thinking about writing another book, I've really just got to concentrate on keeping in touch with people. My business.
Exactly. Do you have a date in June when it'll be released?
I don't yet. We have the launching later this month, so but I don't we haven't been given that exact date yet. Amen. But it will be available there. And I think you can get it real cheap for $1.29 for an electronic copy.
Yeah, the Kindle,
Which is amazing. Yeah. Or the book itself, which is $17.99 for the soft copy, which is always nice to have. But, I mean, it's nice for me to have. I don't know about somebody who doesn't know me, but my picture will be on the back. You'll be able to get that if you get the audio copy.
Amen. Well, Kim, this is all so fascinating. If someone has a question or they want to find out more about Crazy Water Girls, find out more about, you know, hydrogen-rich water or any of the other services you provide, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
I implore them, please don't ignore this. You need to like believe it. Did we think a pandemic would happen 2 years ago? People would have said, you're crazy. And here it is. So is it so hard to believe that technology has been around? Like, it's been around 50 years. It's not new.
Yeah.
Take the time, inquire, email me. Again, everything is Crazy Water Girls. So it's crazywatergirls@gmail.com, or fill out the information spot in crazywatergirls.com website to get more information, and I'll be glad to help you. As well, like if anybody is interested in how to build a brand and have an online business with the water as well, like I run both. I have an online and I do it where I actually interact with people, but you can completely do this through a platform. If you want an online business to run side by side with, maybe you do have a Monday to Friday 9 to 5 and it takes up a lot of time and you're thinking, I can't do a side hustle. Right? Or I'd like to work on a side hustle while though still having my full-time job. I can show you how to do that too, because I am doing it right now. And that's something else I want to offer to people I didn't mention, only because I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And if you're like me, you want the best of both worlds, of every world, and you like no stone unturned. And
yeah.
Right now with COVID and being fast forwarded into the world of, you know, the Zooms, the digital, the cryptocurrency or whatever might come. This is us moving forward. This is Amen. Us online businesses.
Amen.
I don't know how many people, hopefully there won't be anybody on the road driving to work anymore, because they didn't have the infrastructure for it anyways. There had to be changes. You can't go to work and spend 2 hours in traffic.
Exactly.
That's not starting your day off. Not stressful.
That's 2 hours one way and then 2 hours back.
Yeah. And maybe you're going to a place you don't like to work. That's one thing as well. I can say I choose who I want to work with, and the people, they all have the same thoughts and, you know, outlooks as I do. And they're beautiful people. And I'm so happy right now. I mean, you and policing would agree with me. I'm sure that there are some not so great attitudes.
Right.
Of coworkers in that environment. So
yep, exactly.
It's a nice change.
Well, folks, I don't know about you, but this is the first time I've heard about hydrogen rich water. And I learned a lot today from this interview with Kim Ledgerwood. And I trust you have as well. I'll be checking out her website at crazywatergirls.com. And I urge you to do so as well. I also want to encourage you to go down the links below, check out the Empowering Women to Succeed book series, and to purchase the book that's coming out soon where Kim is a contributing author. Amen. As soon as it's released, I'll be updating the show notes with that. In fact, I recommend you purchase a couple of books and bless someone you know that would be interested in these topics. And when we talk about sowing and reaping in the ministry, it goes way, way beyond just finances, right? Sow these books as well. You never know whose life you will impact along the way. Kim, I want to thank you for coming on the program today and sharing all about the impact you're making with Crazy Water Girls and the help and the encouragement you're providing through the books that you're part of as well. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I also want to say thank you for your 30 years of law enforcement work as well. As a retired law enforcement officer myself, I know it can be a thankless job at times. It's hard on the family. It's hard on the bodies and our own psyche at times as well. So I want to thank you for your work in your community and supporting the Thin Blue Line all of those years as well. And congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you. Well, I should just say all the same to you, brother.
Amen.
Now we're out. So now all of our hard work, it's our time. It's our time.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Kim Ledgerwood and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait.
Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.